Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said called Get Picky. Really picky. So imagine for a moment that you're walking down the street and you see a sign, like a huge sign for free tattoos. Now, you have been pinning and looking at and generally saving pictures of tattoos for months, and you have so many ideas for this new tattoo. Like, you really want one, and this person is giving them away for free. So you go and get it, right? Because free beats not free, right? No. We both know you don't go get the free tattoo because lives on your body forever equals I would like to pay for expertise in artistry. Thank you very much. We are incredibly careful about what we put on our bodies if we know it's going to stick around forever. And rightly so. Most of us are even careful about what we put into our bodies. I am assuming that you do not live exclusively on Diet Coke and Doritos, which indicates some level of carefulness. But what about what we put into our minds? All the things that we consume, our social media feeds, movies, books, TV shows, all the online ephemera, GIFs and all that shit, music, podcasts, classes, videos, courses, they all become part of our hearts and minds, and it's not like they don't last any longer than the tattoo, it's just that you can't see them. We pretend that consuming violence or the latest dystopian series doesn't lead to nightmares, and of course we convince ourselves that consuming exclusively mopey sad stuff does not lead to our own sadness. I personally did not have constant nightmares when I was trying to watch The Handmaid's Tale, and then I finally just gave up because I was like, it's not worth it, it's not worth it. Many of us pretend that Facebook is a shiny, happy place that makes our lives better. Or at least I pretended that for a very long time. Further, we download these endless, usually very shitty, free things and hope that they will turn our business or our lives or our marriage or our relationships or our souls around. That's not exclusive to you. It took me a good solid 5 years of being in business to get a handle on the downloading of all the free. Like, it's free, I need this, it's free, I need this. Like, some part of me knew that I didn't know enough about business, so I would just go and consume all the free things and somehow piece it together. I wish someone had said, you're allowed to get picky if you have no sense of picky, or you're allowed to get pickier if you're already pretty picky. I was raised in a family where cleaning your plate was a cardinal virtue. Read, override your body's signal that you're full. I shopped exclusively in thrift stores until I got a job of my own at age 18, so I was also raised to deal with too short sleeves or much too big clothing that made me feel meh. And the message there is, of course, to override the desire to wear clothing that fits and clothing that matches your insides to your outsides. Free always beat not free. Like, the family picnic table was garbage picked, okay? Like, free beats not free. And that lesson went all the way to my core. Free beat cheap, cheap beat wasting money on anything at all, and cheap especially beat wasting money on anything expensive. Getting pickier, or picky of any kind, never mind the pickier, has been extremely difficult for me. It's taken years to learn to try a piece of clothing on first, see if it fits and I love it, and then to check the price tag. It's taken even longer to ask, would I pay twice as much for this before I'm willing to take it out of the store? Because it used to be, well, this costs $5. I mean, it's okay. It's all right. What if you don't settle for okay? What if you settle for A+? What if you're like, nothing short of an A+ in terms of fit, style, cut, and how I feel in this is worth paying for? What if you get pickier? Being picky is how to build a wardrobe you adore. Being picky is also how to build a business you adore. When you would listen to the advice of everyone and their brother because they have an X figure business, 6-figure, 7-figure, 8-figure, 9-figure, I don't know what the fuck figure, just so much money. Or when you listen to them because you should learn about a topic, or because you feel guilted into learning about a topic, or because he, she, or they are really popular right now, you are not being picky. You're allowing your brain to be influenced by people you don't adore. And yes, I am using the word adore on purpose. Adoration for the humans whose media you consume makes it easy to answer these questions. The questions being, if every free thing you downloaded was going to be consumed on your arm, how much would you consume? The answer is not much. And would the downloads make really cool tattoos, or would it be like, this is stupid and terrible, I need to stop doing this? If every podcast jingle you heard or guest that you listened to was going to live in your dreams for the next 7 nights in a row, how many episodes would you listen in on? If every free report, PDF, or video promising some kind of silver bullet was going to be streamed, not to you, but straight to the ears of everyone you love, how much would you listen to before having mercy on their ears? If every free online course, PDF, book, video, email drip, or webinar you've ever downloaded zapped $20 out of your bank account right now, would you be instantly broke? I'm asking this playfully. Like, I don't have the ability to just zap that much money out of your bank account. But my guess is that you would be down somewhere around $2,480, and you'd be out at least 2 full work weeks of time because of those little piecemeal solutions that you hope will do something because they're free. They add up. Do you feel like you've gotten $2,480 worth of value from those downloads? Can you remember a single one that changed your business or your being? You're allowed to get pickier. And by the way, Go Your Own Way is amazing. It is a full book. It is available for sale. And I stand by its amazingness, despite the fact that it's free. And that will be changing soon. So you should go and download that right now if you haven't yet. Because it's too good to be free. You're allowed to get pickier. Instead of consuming the voices and downloads and classes and all the things of 10 to 50 people you sort of like, listen in on a handful of people you absolutely adore. Pay close attention to them and only them for a few months. And it's okay if that's just 1 or 2 people. Pay attention to the changes that come about when you get pickier. See if the way you feel about the world shifts when you narrow your consumption of mental stimuli from everything ever to a few trusted voices and a handful of their best read paid materials. See if you use and value that which you pay for any more than that which you nab for free. Also, from a scientific standpoint, you will value that which you pay for more than that which you nab for free. But that's fine. Just try it out. See if you can begin to be even pickier with your preferences as time goes on. See if it helps to unfollow her or unsubscribe from him or stop paying any attention to them just because they're on Oprah's Super Soul 100 list. Oprah doesn't know what you want more than you do. You're in charge of you. If someone doesn't make you vibrate with truth to the very core of your being, stop listening to them. If I don't make you vibrate with truth to the core of your being, stop listening to me. And that's not me being facetious or silly, or that's me being like, you have so little time on the planet, and if I don't feel true all the way down to your toes, then you need to go and find the people that feel true all the way down to your toes. And that's different from I scare you or I push you or there's something that's drawing you closer that you know is going to cause a big change. That's very different from there is no truth here. If you don't find truth in me or in what I do, just stop. Just go. It's okay. There's get pickier, and that includes me. I want to talk to and reach and work with and help only those people who trust me with nothing less than their souls. And if some part of you doesn't trust me all the way down to your core, it's okay to stop giving me attention. I dare you to curate your social media feeds, your downloads, your podcasts, your email lists, and your book selections as consciously as you curate your tattoos, your groceries, your beauty products, your clothing choices, and your household items. And if you can't do it for you, think of how careful you are with the things that your kids consume and look at and have access to. Can you be that picky for yourself? We deserve better than an endless stream of free reports and X thousand dollar making silver bullets. We deserve soul and wonder, awe and delight. We deserve to do our work in the world with as much joy as possible, and we deserve to do it with people who bring out the best in us. If I bring out the best in you, and you would like to make your sales more sales in your business, and you identify as female, I'm hosting a webinar this week with Nick MacArthur. We're going to help you wade through the overwhelm of being in business and get to the point where you know how many of which things you have to sell and to whom in order to make the last few months of 2017 as profitable as possible. Following that dose of sales wisdom, we're going to answer your questions and give away a spot in the Ballsy sales course, which you can read more about at ballsy.club. Do not come because it's free. Do not come because you feel pressure to attend or because you should care. I want you to reserve a seat only if you're ready to be ballsier in business, which means making more money in business, and you suspect we can help. And also because we're hilarious when we're together and you'd like to come play. Also, yes, this freebie is worth the imaginary $20 payment zap that's been discussed earlier, obviously. So you can reserve your seat at ballsy.club/webinar, which is also in the little magical show notes on the iTunes app. ballsy.club/webinar, ballsy.club/webinar. That's where you get the goodness. We will see you this Thursday at noon. It will be amazingness. And again, this may or may not appeal to you. Or you're like, I don't have a business. That's okay. Or you're like, I don't need to make more sales, asshole. That's okay. Or you're like, dude, not a female. Also okay. Totally fine. Just if you're down, if you dig it, if you want to feel a little less overwhelmed and make a little more money in your business, ballsy.club/webinar. And now, go delete a whole bunch of shit. Because in your downloads folder on your computer deserves to have just be completely empty. And if it's not completely empty, then actually schedule time to read or to view or to use the things that you've downloaded. Because that's the way that you get pickier. And when you get pickier, life improves because you're raising the bar for yourself, for what you let into your life and your body and your soul and your mind. And life can only get better when your standards raise. That's how it works. So go get pickier with all of my love, all of my blessings, and I hope to see you on Thursday. Should you have a question, a comment, any sort of issue whatsoever, or you just need to talk, I am at k@kristenkelp.com, and I will see you at ballsy.club/webinar. See you soon. Thanks so much.